Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and joining us right now, our calendar girl, Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas.
How are you? Well, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yesterday we were talking to Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago, and she talked to me about your calendar, and all I could think of is I have to get one of these calendars, Maria.
I'll get you one. Oh. I'll get you one. You know what? This is the last 2 days of my vacation, and only because I love your radio show, I am calling you from the bathroom of the Grand Britannia in Athens, Greece.
Okay, you are amazing. Thank you for taking our call. And thank you for my 87-cent check that arrived, because I guess I had some unclaimed property or something.
Yeah, we do it. We do that automatically. Yeah, so you want me to tell you how this calendar came about?
Yes.
I got chosen a year ago as Polish Citizen of the Year, and a photographer by the name of Peter Soraki was sent to my office by the Polish National Alliance to shoot a picture of me, and they demanded that it be taken on top of City Hall, wherever that garden is up there. And I said, absolutely not. I'm not going to the top of that roof and doing a photo shoot. And they said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, listen, I've got this Black Houses Matter show on WVON. Every week I wear a different jacket. Here's 12 jackets, and we're going to do a shoot. You'll be out of here in a half hour because I have my earrings picked out. He goes, are you sure you want to do this? I said, yeah, let's do this because this shows who I am. So he takes these 12 pictures. He sends them back. And I said, oh, my God, it's 12 months. I'm going to do a calendar, you know, because Greeks do calendars every year in January, and they list all the religious holidays. So I called my friend at Cosmos Press, Dina Ress, and I said, Dina, can you make me a couple thousand calendars? And she said, yeah. So, like, now I get these calendars made, and I start distributing them, and, like, everybody wants one. So I ran out of them last year. So now this year I called Peter Soraki. I said, Peter, what's it going to cost me to get this photo shoot done? He says, $350. I said, great. Meet me in the office. I've got my jackets lined up. And I spent the whole year figuring out which earrings I was going to wear. So you got to look at the earrings on these jackets, because, like, I went to, like, resale shops. I bought some were buttons, and I had, like, you know, hooks put on the back of them so that they would match these outfits. So now here comes Peter again, and this time he shoots 24 different jackets because I had accumulated all these jackets and scarves. So I had 2,000 printed up, and I started early December giving them to everyone at Starbucks, everyone in the hotel, all the doormen that I come in contact, the guy at the gas station, you know, the ladies that clean the bathrooms, anybody that I could find who was like a regular worker that I have contact with over the year, got one of these calendars. So I'm down to maybe 300 left. And it's funny because people are like calling the office and asking for a calendar, and only have 300 left. And on January 3rd in the office at noon is a big celebration. It's called a Vasilopita. It's once a year. By tradition, the Greeks get together and the priest comes in. He cuts up a loaf of bread, and in the middle of bread is a coin. And whoever gets the coin has good luck for the year. So the first 300 people who come to this event on January 3rd at noon is going to get a calendar, and then there aren't any more calendars until next year.
Well, actually, it's the first 299 people, because you said you'd give me one, Maria.
I'll give you one. You know what? I mean, you know why I think people like this? So here's literally, I've been doing this for like 32 years now. Here's a 74-year-old gray-haired grandmother, right, who's not just running the county treasury and literally getting international acclaim for it with these studies that Leidy and Dardick are turning out, but I hope somebody, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I mean, I got invited to Davos in Poland. I just came back from South America. I was in Santo Domingo. They all want to find out what's going on in the office because it's such an amazing experience. So now here I come in these jackets, and they're like, wow, here's a lady that's churning out studies that made 800 media outlets nationwide, but she's also having fun.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the anger level in the city is like on a scale from 1 to 10. It's probably 50 right now.
Yes, people you're right.
Angry about. So, you know, here comes somebody with a pink metallic jacket on and 4-inch long earrings. And they're like, what? And they think, you know, I wish I could cut loose and do that. I just wish I could cut loose and do that.
Well, I can't believe you actually took the time and went into a bathroom in Greece to hook up with us today. And you can go to CookCountyTreasurer.com and read about the calendar on Black Club Chicago. When is Greek Christmas?
We already had it.
Oh, you did?
We're on the old calendar. So it was the 25th. It was glorious. We were in a village in the mountains with, you know, I met a little girl up there whose family is into goat herding. So on Christmas Eve, she took me goat herding with her. And it was like something on my bucket list.
Wow.
So I am now officially qualified to herd goats. How about that?
All right. Well, just add that to the many talents you have, Maria. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
And Happy New
See
Year
you
to
soon.
You.
I'll get you a calendar as soon as I'm back.
All right. Thank you so much.